Hey, how's it going? My name is Ryan, and welcome back to This Amazing Life, the show that brings you people and topics that encourage and inspire you, the listener, to take action so that way you can live, love, and lead your own amazing life. Episode number 72 is bringing you your brand new intention of the week. If it is your first time checking out the show, the intention of the week, it's just a phrase, it's a tool, it's a mantra, a mindset, or a motivator, or a perspective that you can take, you can adapt it, you can adjust it, however it fits into your life now, or maybe it's something that you think is better for you to share with a friend that is going through something and they just need to hear a little bit of inspiration. That's what this show is all about. The mission of the show is really just to continue to bring joy and light into the world. I feel it's really important for me to reaffirm this mission, and you'll hear a little bit about that as we get into the intention of the week, that by reminding myself of the mission, I feel more purposeful, I feel more intentional, I really feel more driven. And again, that directly goes into the content. So why don't I stop running my mouth and just say thank you again one more time for choosing to spend a little bit of your time with me, and I hope you enjoy the show. Okay, so the intention of the week this week, it is a phrase. It is a powerful phrase. It came to me in an instance, and I will tell you all about how I got to this point and what's going on in my life. Your intention of the week is as follows. Discovery begins where my comfort zone ends. Discovery begins where my comfort zone ends. This is something that, for the first time in a while, I feel like this is very directly related to me, and I don't necessarily always think about the intention of the week that way. Usually what I do, if you've never heard me say this before, usually what I'm doing when I'm thinking about what the intention of the week is going to be for that week, I usually meditate or I pray or I'm walking around or I'm having an interaction with somebody, and I'm just thinking about what is it that somebody else needs to hear. And for once, it was something that I needed to hear that really changed my perspective and my attitude for a lot of different things. I mean, if you aren't familiar with me, or maybe you are, my story is I left a corporate job that I was at for a long time, wasn't very happy, didn't feel I was in the right place, and really felt that I was just not only wasting my talents, but I was wasting my time. And that is such a precious gift that we have. So when we realize what it is that we want out of life, then really it's up to us to go after it and to do whatever we need to do to make it happen. So I realized I needed to make a change, left that job, and eventually started finding my way through different side hustles, side jobs, and landed on group fitness, podcasting, and voice acting, and a lot of other fun things that I do behind the scenes. Well, I have been in a process and I've developed a few systems that really make all of this possible, because it sounds like I juggle a lot, but truth be told, there are things that I have in place that make all of these different projects as convenient as possible. Technology makes a big difference. Being able to schedule posts or the distribution of different content is very helpful. So that way, if I'm recording content, for example, for the most part, what I usually do is I'll batch record a number of different episodes in a day, in an afternoon, a morning, or whatever it is. So that way they're already done and I'm already in the flow or the thought process of that specific activity or task or whatever. It's the same with class planning that I do for my group fitness job. I'll usually try to knock out every single one of my classes for the week in basically an hour to an hour and a half block, because I have so many. Really, the only ones that take me so long are just when I need to find custom music for a specific class. Point being, finding systems have really made all of this possible for me to put my hands in different buckets and to allow these different ideas that I've had circling around in my brain to kind of come to life. The problem is that, again, time is the most valuable resource that we have, but another valuable resource that we have is energy. When you are doing so many different things, and I know parents can especially relate to this, when you are doing so many different things, whether you have a job, you have more than one job, if you have a job and you're going to school, God bless you, if you have a job, you're going to school, and you have kids, especially if your kids are under the age of 8 and they have a hard time even making themselves breakfast. But jokingly, I think that's kind of a quick out of many benchmarks or milestones for parents when their kids can sleep in a little bit later and they can start making themselves at least a non-disaster in the kitchen breakfast. The only reason why I mention this is because of a conversation I had with one of my female athletes in class, and she said that she wasn't coming to the early classes anymore because her kids are finally old enough where they do just that. They sleep in a little bit later, and they finally started making breakfast for themselves. So to go back what we were talking about, time is your really, really valuable resource. That is number one. Energy is also one that you can't really, you can take stuff like caffeine and supplements to try to make it a little bit better. But in a healthy way, you need to be mindful about where you're spending your energy and how you're spending your energy. Or you could say, who is getting your energy? If you are doing 10 different things and they are really draining, really negative influences on you, or they are not firing you up from a creative perspective, then it just feels like the job is so much more difficult than it probably needs to be. So one thing that I am grateful for that I've developed over a relatively short period of time, or maybe I've been doing this for longer than I realize and just don't really know it, but it's very top of mind for me now, is how I divide my time and how I'm dividing my energy. Because recently I felt like I had all of these goals and visions and dreams, but for whatever reason, I kind of had plateaued in terms of what my high level of motivation was, my ambition level. And I kind of knew that a shift was coming and I wasn't sure when or how. And Nina, my girlfriend, and I, we would have a lot of conversations. My friends and I, we would have conversations. I would journal, I would meditate, and I would just consume other content. So that way I would kind of just be patiently waiting and finally have that realization moment, or work through my own thought process is a better way to put it. And that's how, if I was coaching you personally, that's actually what I would rather say to you, is that when you are looking for an answer, more often than not, the answer that you're looking for is not this lightning bolt, brilliant epiphany. Usually what has happened is a list of different conversations or pieces of content that you've consumed or articles that you've read or just ideas that you've mulled around, and it's cultivated into finally what is the right answer. And the reason why I'm rambling on for such a period of time about all of this stuff about time and energy and what your focus is and systems and making your life easier is because I felt like I plateaued. I wasn't sure what direction I was kind of going in, even though I actively advocate for myself that I have goals for voice acting and for the podcast. But to be really honest with myself and with you, a lot of the stuff was kind of on autopilot. And I think that you can relate. You know, there's stuff that we do day to day, week to week, that we have to do it just because we have to do it. Or there are things that we're like, oh, this is kind of a goal, so I'm just going to kind of make this part of my regular process. But we're not really putting our total heart and soul fully into whatever that thing is. And that's kind of where I was. I was at a point where I wasn't using my time and my energy, or spending my time and investing my energy in the right places in the right way. And by realigning some of that stuff, in addition to hearing the right content at the right time, really lit this fire under my butt where you have this specific intention of the week. Discovery begins where my comfort zone ends. This is probably one of my favorite intentions of the week that I've ever presented to you. There are some others that are certainly more fun, that are much more peppy, and I sound equally excited. But just because of the space that I'm in now, in a period of accelerated growth and change, this intention of the week is very tangible for me. So let's break it down. Discovery, learning something new, something that can be changed, something that can be improved, or something that needs to be adapted. It begins, it starts, it's going to ignite. It begins where the crossover point or the juncture or whatever you want to think about it is, your comfort zone, your normal, your status quo, what you feel like is acceptable, ends. You put yourself out there. You spend a little bit more time learning about something. You go to a different networking event or a convention, or you reach out and connect to somebody in a field that you don't really know a lot about, and you're just trying to learn more so that way you can be a better human being and not a judgmental human being. I mean, whatever the case is, these examples that I'm giving you are very random, but a more practical case is the gym, exercising. In class or when you're doing your own routines, how often do we exercise and we just do what we feel like is the normal amount of relatively challenging work? I'm going to put a huge asterisk next to this because there are definitely people out there that need to talk to their doctor to make sure that it is safe for their body and safe for their hearts to exercise. Now, with that being said, for the majority of the regular, normally healthy population, a lot of times, and I'll catch my people in class doing this, people will just kind of default to what they think or what they allow themselves to believe is their own acceptable effort level. And I'll challenge people and I'll say, can you go just a little bit faster? Or can you go just a little bit deeper? Or can you just get in a couple of extra reps? That type of regular action taking will give you so much more confidence and belief in yourself and help you realize that more is possible. That when you reframe how difficult or how hard or how tedious something is, and then you actually go through it and then you realize, oh, it was relatively challenging, but it wasn't that bad. So just imagine what you could do moving forward. Let me give you another example for me personally. For me personally, I think I talked about this in a previous episode, but if not, then this may be the first time I've mentioned this. There is an episode in Gwyneth Paltrow's show on Netflix called Goop, where there is a guy, his name is Wim Hof. Actually, as a matter of fact, I think I did mention this about 3 or 4 episodes ago. Wim Hof, he's known as the Iceman. The only reason why I'm bringing this up is because he's really famous for cold exposure therapy and meditation and breathing. So something that I actually started doing, it was another case of the right content, the right message at the right time. I started taking cold showers. Now, before you jump out of your seat and get all alarmed or excited about the craziness that is somebody taking cold showers, there are people that take 100% all the way, cold showers all the way through. I don't. I actually wash my hair warm, start to turn the water cooler, and then after I'm done totally washing and rinsing, then I'll turn the water cold enough where I have to take full deep mouth breaths because my body involuntarily forced me to do so. Why do I do this? Not just because it's a mental and a physical challenge. Actually, the reason why I started doing this was because of the physiological benefits. The physiological benefits of working and strengthening your autonomic nervous system, which helps you prevent getting sick. This is also really beneficial for athletes that do really intense work. It helps to decrease inflammation and help the healing process go a little bit quicker. So this is just another example of I tried something and it was definitely outside of my comfort zone, but now I've discovered that it became easier and easier and I feel kind of weird, not guilty. I don't feel guilty when I don't do it because there was a couple days where I physically couldn't do it because I saw the doctor and the dermatologist and like I needed to not do the normal routine. But now when I can, after I exercise or something, I almost feel like I'm cheating myself if I don't give myself the opportunity to try and do the best I can with a cold shower. So the way that I do it is, again, I wash my head warm, wash my body cool, but then I go really cold after to totally just like to rinse off and to work on my breathing and to lower my heart rate. And I'll just do it for a count of 30 breaths. And that's kind of my goal every day. But what is it something for you? I mean, the intention of the week, it's all about you. I know that I'm talking more about myself than I usually do, but that's just because of how powerful and impactful this idea is for myself. And again, I'll give you another example and why I'm so excited and so hopped up on this specific intention of the week. But let's talk about you for a second. The show is all about you. This conversation, really, it's all about you. I'm just trying to make it more relatable so that way you feel like we're connecting on a personal level, because if we were sitting across the table, that's how it would be. It just so happens that I'm talking and you're listening. So for you, can you picture a specific area in your life where you know that you've established kind of a plateau or this comfort level of the norm or you've kind of set this label that because I am X, then Y and Z must be true. So an example could be your age. Do you say that because of my age, then I'm too old to learn something new, or there's no way that I could achieve this specific level of flexibility, or I'm so old that there's no point in losing the extra 5 or 10 pounds or changing my diet? Is there a place where you've established a comfort level, a normal, or a plateau that you know that if you did a little bit of self-discovery, exploration, or testing, that maybe things could be a little bit better for you? That maybe your next greatest opportunity could be on the other side? That maybe a relationship that was already good can become even better? Another thing that I talked about in class was when we're afraid of something, someone, something, some conversation, whatever, we don't just magically wake up and become unafraid. The reason why we become unafraid is because we take action in spite of that fear. Our body is trying to tell us that something isn't quite right, and it's trying to prevent us from taking some type of action. Sometimes it's very real, like a total extreme example that is not realistic for most people. Running into a burning building. Your body would be afraid to run into that burning building, or more realistically, let's just call it, put your hand in a hot stove. Your body would be nervous to do that, and that's good. That's a good precautionary system that you've developed as you became older, and hopefully we can teach our kids to also be aware of real physical dangers. But what about the mental and emotional dangers that we've created that might not need to exist? Trying something new, going to a new class, trying to deepen and strengthen a relationship, or just boosting an effort level in a space that you think that you might have plateaued or lost your mojo or your momentum. So again, I'll give you a little bit of a breather. As you're thinking about where in your life do you think that this could be applicable, I'll tell you my story. My story, as you know, I'm very vocal about my goals. My goals are to become more financially independent, to pay off debt, to have the flexibility and the freedom to travel more, not necessarily all the time, but certainly more than I do now, and just experience life better. I mean, that's what the show is all about, to have an amazing life. And I know that my current state is really great and really awesome, but I also am working towards a specific direction. With that being said, I also know that there are areas of my life, specifically with this show and with voiceover and with other projects that I'm doing behind the scenes, that I've kind of slacked a little bit. So specifically with this show, social media marketing. A lot of us, and whether you're my age, younger, or older, some people don't want to have to do it. And I was definitely that guy. I consume social media to a degree, but at a limited extent. I really try not to spend hours and hours on my phone because it doesn't feel good, my eyeballs hurt, and I mean, it doesn't sound natural, and it's not natural. It's just that so many people do spend that much time on their phone. Because of that, I didn't really believe in the value of social media marketing. But for whatever reason, at the right moment, at the right time, I heard a podcast episode by another guy. And because of what he said in this podcast episode, it reminded me what the value and the mission of my life and the show and everything that it is that I'm trying to do. The mission of what I'm trying to do, of my core being, is just to bring more light and more joy into the world. And if I'm not doing my best to get out this message to somebody that could help them, then I mean, on a dramatic end of the scale, like maybe I'm robbing somebody of a mindset shift that they could have had sooner, or I'm cheating somebody out of inspiring them to take action that could have prevented X, Y, and Z. I mean, you take it and you put it in your own perspective, but that's how I actually feel. I feel this is my genuine mission. And because I've been reminded of my mission, I've decided that I'm going to put myself further outside of my normal comfort zone, and I'm going to take more action and more responsibility. So whether you're listening to this episode in real time in the second week of March 2020, or if you happen to catch this after the fact, if you look at my show and any content that I'm putting out, you should see a direct correlation between what I'm saying to you and the type of stuff that I'm putting out and everything that grows from this point on. Discovery begins where my comfort zone ends. So at the beginning of the episode, I said I was going to give you a challenge. Here is your challenge. Now that we've had this conversation, now that I've given you a little bit more insight to my life, and I've asked you a little bit more about what's going on for you, what type of action can you take now? Not later tonight, not tomorrow, in the next 5 to 10 minutes, what type of action can you take now? Maybe you're going to write something in a journal. Maybe you're just going to have a conversation out loud. Maybe you're going to text somebody a thought or an idea that you had, or maybe you're going to give somebody whatever it is. What action are you going to take now? By taking action, small steps over a long period of time, these short-term goals, short-term wins, they lead to bigger and better success, and ultimately what you envision and imagine to be your own amazing life. Thank you so much for listening. If you are interested, please subscribe or share a review. You can check me out on Instagram at RyanO'Neill88, and you can also check Nina and I out as the Simply Happy Couple on Instagram, and that's where our primary content platforms are, but we're going to put out more content sometime in the near future. Again, thank you so much for choosing to listen. I hope that you got some benefit out of the show. If you are interested, share the episode with a friend. If you think that this is a good one that is for somebody else that you have in your life and it's the right message for somebody else, maybe not for you, share it with them. Or maybe you just think that it's a good message and it doesn't really fit for you right now, but maybe it'll come in handy later. That's okay. Save it. You can always use, adapt, or adjust the intention of the week as you need to. All right, that's it. I'm going to let you go. I hope you have a wonderful, beautiful, amazing day, and I will talk to you soon.